The 1928 United States presidential election stands out as a pivotal moment in American political history, shaping the future of the country in ways that would become apparent in the years to come. It was an election characterized by dramatic contrasts between the candidates, the political environment, and the mood of the electorate. At the heart of this election was the contest between Herbert Hoover, the Republican candidate, and Al Smith, the Democratic nominee. Their respective campaigns, personal backgrounds, and the political landscape created a defining election that could certainly be considered a landslide in many ways. 1928 was a landslide. Herbert Hoover, the Republican candidate, was a man with an impeccable resume. A successful businessman, Hoover had gained national acclaim for his humanitarian work during and after World War I, particularly his efforts in organizing food relief for war-torn Europe. As Secretary of Commerce under Presidents Harding and Coolidge, Hoover had been instrumental in promoting American business and industry, positioning himself as a champion of efficiency and progress. Hoover was widely seen as a man of great competence, intelligence, and integrity, and the American people, still basking in the prosperity of the 1920s, seemed to be ready for a candidate who promised to maintain the economic boom. Hoover was also a self-made man, having risen from humble beginnings to become one of the most successful figures in American public life. His image as a modern, pragmatic leader made him a highly appealing candidate, especially to those who had seen the success of the Republican administrations under Harding and Coolidge. Al Smith, the Democratic candidate, could not have been more different. Born in New York City, Smith was the first major presidential candidate to represent the urban working class. He had served 4 terms as governor of New York and was known for his progressive policies aimed at improving the lives of workers, addressing social issues, and reforming the state's political system. His platform focused on issues like the regulation of business, better conditions for workers, and a more compassionate, socially responsible government. Smith's background and values resonated particularly with the urban poor, immigrants, and labor unions. However, Smith was also a Catholic, which would become one of the most contentious issues of the election. At the time, anti-Catholic sentiment was widespread in the United States, and Smith's religion was used against him by his opponents, particularly in rural areas and among Protestant voters. The electorate of 1928 was influenced by several key factors that shaped the outcome of the election. The 1920s were a decade of tremendous economic prosperity, which had been fueled by industrial growth, technological innovation, and a booming stock market. The policies of Presidents Warren G. Harding and Calvin Coolidge had promoted business-friendly practices, resulting in high levels of employment and widespread wealth. However, this prosperity was not evenly distributed, and the benefits were felt mostly by the middle and upper classes, while the poor, particularly in urban areas, did not share in the same level of affluence. The nation's prosperity led many to believe that the Republican Party was the party of stability, progress, and economic success, while the Democrats were seen as the party of uncertainty and change. Hoover, as the embodiment of Republican success, was a popular figure, particularly in the Midwest and the South, where his image as a successful businessman and philanthropist won him favor. In contrast, Smith's appeal was primarily in urban areas, where his progressive policies and connection to the working class won him support from labor unions, immigrants, and Catholic voters. His candidacy was also buoyed by his opposition to prohibition, which had become increasingly unpopular in the 1920s. Smith was one of the few national politicians to openly oppose prohibition, which helped him gain support from urban voters, particularly in areas with large immigrant populations. However, his Catholicism and his association with the Democratic Party, which was often seen as the party of the South and rural America, limited his appeal in the rural parts of the country, particularly in the Bible Belt. The state of the nation in 1928 played a crucial role in the election's outcome. The country was in the midst of an economic boom, with stock prices soaring, industrial production at an all-time high, and consumer goods becoming more affordable to a larger portion of the population. The Roaring Twenties had given rise to a consumer culture, and Americans were optimistic about the future. This period of prosperity created a strong sense of confidence in the Republican Party, which had been in power since 1921. Hoover's campaign capitalized on this optimism, with promises to continue the economic success of the 1920s and to ensure that the country would continue to grow and prosper under his leadership. Many Americans viewed the election as a choice between maintaining the status quo of prosperity with Hoover or risking a return to the perceived instability of the Democrats, who were seen as less business-friendly and more focused on social reform. The political climate of the time also contributed to Hoover's landslide victory. The Republican Party had a firm grip on the presidency, with the successes of Harding and Coolidge still fresh in the minds of voters. The economic boom of the 1920s had left many Americans with the belief that the Republican policies had worked, and they were hesitant to change course. Additionally, Hoover's reputation as a man of integrity and competence won him favor with many voters across the country. In contrast, Smith faced a series of challenges that undermined his campaign. The anti-Catholic sentiment was one of the most significant obstacles, particularly in rural areas, where many voters were wary of a Catholic president. Smith's opposition to prohibition also alienated many conservative voters, especially in the South and rural areas. Furthermore, his progressive policies were seen as too radical by some, especially in a time of prosperity when many Americans did not feel the need for significant change. The election results of 1928 were nothing short of a landslide for Herbert Hoover. He won a decisive victory, capturing 58.2% of the popular vote and 444 electoral votes, compared to Smith's 40.8% and only 87 electoral votes. Hoover carried 40 states, including key swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, while Smith was only able to win in 8 states, mostly in the Northeast and the South. Hoover's victory was not just a reflection of his popularity, but also a testament to the strength of the Republican Party in the 1920s. The election's outcome highlighted the dominance of the Republicans in the political landscape, with Hoover's victory marking the continuation of Republican control of the presidency and the promise of economic prosperity. In many ways, the 1928 election can be considered a landslide, not only because of the overwhelming victory by Hoover in terms of electoral votes, but also because of the way it reflected the broader national mood. The Republican Party had built a strong coalition of voters who were satisfied with the economic prosperity of the 1920s, and Hoover's campaign successfully tapped into that sense of confidence and optimism. On the other hand, Smith's campaign struggled to break through the barriers of anti-Catholic prejudice, rural conservatism, and the entrenched power of the Republicans. The result was a decisive victory for Hoover, whose landslide margin underscored the strength of the Republican Party and the stability that many Americans associated with it during this period of prosperity. However, the landslide also had deeper implications for the future. Hoover's overwhelming victory would soon be overshadowed by the Great Depression, which began less than a year after his inauguration. The prosperity of the 1920s, which had seemed so unassailable, quickly unraveled, and Hoover's administration struggled to cope with the economic collapse. In hindsight, the 1928 election was a high point of the Republican dominance in American politics, but it also marked the beginning of a new era, one that would challenge the assumptions about prosperity and the role of government in the economy. While Hoover's victory was a landslide, the events that followed his election would prove that political fortunes can change rapidly, and that the optimism of one era can quickly give way to the challenges of another.